God is here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Gator attack, shooter's wife. I'm Elliot Francis. A frantic search is underway right now to find a two-year-old boy who was attacked by an alligator and dragged into a lagoon outside a Disney hotel near Orlando. Correspondent Merton Savage tells what happened.
This alligator actually comes up, grabs a child in the middle of what is a family just having a wonderful time on their vacation, and then a father chasing into the water to try to retrieve a little boy from the jaws of this alligator, fighting with it until eventually the alligator takes the child away. It's the stuff of nightmares.
The wife of the gunman who killed 49 people in a nightclub in Orlando is now also the target of an FBI investigation. More from correspondent Pamela Brown.
Authorities now believe the gunman's wife, Noor Salman, visited a potential target with her husband in advance of the attack at Pulse Nightclub. They're trying to determine if she knew he was planning an attack.
Salman traveled with her husband to the Pulse Nightclub before the attacks. I'm Elliot Francis. A 16-year-old girl is dead and six people are wounded after a shooting overnight in downtown Oakland, California. Correspondent Jen Johnson reports.
The gunshots sent people ducking for cover in broad daylight at the height of the evening commute. Police say witnesses reported two gunmen on foot firing at victims for half a block downtown. Storefront windows were blown out by the gunfire, and dozens of people attending a funeral for two Oakland teens who drowned over the Memorial Day holiday also had to take cover at a large entertainment facility nearby. One witness told the San Francisco Chronicle people were running every which way. Local streets were later blocked so police could investigate. I'm Jan Johnson.
The magazines which chronicled African-American life for the past 71 years have been sold to a Texas-based private equity firm. Johnson Publishing Company says Ebony and Jet magazines were sold to Clearview Group. The founder's daughter, Linda Johnson Rice, will serve as chairman emeritus on the board of the new company, Ebony Media Operations. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A shakeup's coming on the D.C. City Council as three incumbents were swept from office by voters in yesterday's D.C. primary. The biggest race in Ward 7, where former Mayor Vincent Gray beat one-time protege and incumbent Yvette Alexander by a nearly 2-1 margin.
I feel absolutely wonderful, and I feel so excited that the people of Ward 7 have given me the opportunity to once again represent them.
The win marks a big political comeback for Gray, who lost his job as mayor 2 years ago amid the threat of a federal indictment for campaign fraud that never came to pass. Also losing bids for re-election, at-large incumbent Vincent Orange and Ward 8 councilmember LaRuby May. The losses are a blow for Mayor Muriel Bowser, who had seen all three incumbents as allies on the city council. And yes, Democrats also voted for president. Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders with 78% of the vote. In Virginia, Congressman Randy Forbes has been unseated on losing his GOP primary race in the redrawn second district to state delegate Scott Taylor. Forbes moves over from the fourth district after its boundaries were redrawn to favor Democrats. In Arlington County, a victory for incumbent Democrat Libby Garvey, as she easily beat challenger Eric Gutschall in her bid for a second term on the county board. Garvey was a target of party activists after she supported independent John Weistat when he ran for the board and won 2 years ago. That ended a 15-year exclusive Democratic reign in Arlington. And one more bit of local politics, the GOP has officially opted not to run an opponent against Jerry Connolly in the 11th District congressional race this fall. Officials say they couldn't find a viable candidate to take on the Democrat incumbent. Some 15 people are recovering this morning from a tour bus crash on the GW Parkway that killed one passenger.
The tour bus carrying foreign travelers collided with a car not far from Mount Vernon.
The bus, as a result of the crash, tipped onto the driver's side of the bus, so the left-hand side, and it did slide.
U.S. Park Police Sergeant Anna Rose says three people were ejected from the bus and wound up trapped under it until some passersby stopped to assist.
To help upright the bus, and they then helped the wounded on the bus to get the attention they needed.
The park police want to hear from those folks who assisted to thank them. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,674, the NASDAQ at 48,43. In sports, the Nats fall to the Cubs, the Orioles beat the Red Sox in Fenway. WNBA, the Mystics need triple overtime to beat Connecticut. WMAL News Time is 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Malls continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading through Laurel. The road work from overnight still in place and caused some delays yesterday morning when it lingered, and it's doing that right now. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway north of 197 as you come up to 198. Watch, there's one lane getting by that had the milling and the paving. Southbound lanes open, so no problems as you're coming out of Jessup past 32 and down toward the Capitol Beltway. For 95, 29, 270 to the Beltway, your travel lanes open. We're off to a good start. Both Maryland and the Virginia loops of the Beltway heading through the Rock Creek Parkway. They have overnight construction that is scheduled to be in place until 6 right near the Kennedy Center. Watch for crews at the scene. They're alternating traffic. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, time to incorporate a little wet weather into the forecast. Not much today. A lot of clouds, some peaks of sunshine. Could be a stray shower this morning. Chance of a shower, maybe a storm this afternoon. Rain not widespread, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 64 in Haymarket, 61 in Beltsville, 68 at Reagan National. An alligator grabs a boy wading near shore at Disney's Seven Seas Lagoon. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we are off and rolling for you today. Coming up, 7:05, Will Summer of Washington City Paper give us a detailed breakdown on yesterday's election day in the district. 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, Brad Thor, New York Times number one best-selling author. We'll talk about his new book, and also we'll get his reaction to the events of the current moment in America. And then, I don't know, maybe Vince Gray might join us this morning.
We have great
later
hope.
On. We hope he will. He's a big winner from last night's event, and he's probably still sleeping one off. He's probably partying well into the night. I don't blame him either.
Yeah.
That's all coming up today. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's talk about what is going on with the response of our government to the shootings in Orlando. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is a guy by the name of Jay Johnson, and he's been out making the rounds in the wake of the shooting. And, you know, I think there are a lot of questions that many people would like to ask of Jay Johnson. I think they'd like to know how this guy got investigated twice but still was able to go get a gun. I think a lot of people would like to know why a guy like this was working for a company that had major Homeland Security Department contracts, $234 million contracts. I think they would like to know that. But no, Jay Johnson seems to be focused on something entirely different. As he looks at the attack in Orlando and the tragedy that occurred there, he believes we need to think about gun control.
Mm. I believe that meaningful, responsible gun control is part of Homeland Security, and it's something we have to address.
He says that we have to address it, that Homeland Security requires that we talk about gun control. Do you think that is the big issue? Is that the lesson to be learned from the attacks down in Orlando? I'd love for you to weigh in. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. He's also, you know, by the way, in charge of immigration matters, you know, over Homeland Security. They sort of focus on that. I want to read a story to you that comes to me today from the Washington Times. And these are the things that I think perhaps Secretary Jay Johnson ought to be focused on. Washington Times reports that a very small number of immigrants who overstay their visas are actually caught in this country. They now believe that 480,000 people, nearly a half million people, have overstayed their visas. And they believe that there are some 5 million people in the country who are here and they have a backlog and they are being sought by Homeland Security, allegedly. However, Homeland Security has only 10,000 investigations. 10,000. 480 came in last year, 5 million in this country perhaps overstaying their visa, and they have open investigations that number 10,000, and they have arrested only 2,000. That is 0.04%. Now, it seems to me that's a Homeland Security issue that is under Jay Johnson's purview. This, it seems to me, would be a much more important thing, a much more productive thing for him to focus on than to worry about whether or not we need to have stricter gun laws. Because, you know, and I think we all in this show are pretty much in agreement, stricter gun laws don't really have much of an impact on actual security. And in fact, those areas where you have the strictest gun laws is where you have the most gun violence. And the areas where you have the more lax gun laws are the places in this country that are the most safe. Well, anyway, is this where we need to be focused? Do we need to believe, as Jay Johnson does, that gun control is now a Homeland Security issue of the first order?
I believe that meaningful, responsible gun control is part of Homeland Security, and it's something we have to address.
That's, I'd love to hear your call. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Jay Johnson, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, is so very close to actually accidentally treading on a true statement here that is devoid of ideology. Now, what we just played is laden with ideology. To suggest that increasing laws that inhibit an American citizen's constitutional right to defend themselves with a firearm is in some way in the interest of national security is just completely lacquered with political ideology. However, people who are influenced by, affiliated with, or actually come from a foreign entity that means to do our nation harm, accessing firearms that can be lethally used against American citizens, that is a national security issue. In fact, last time I checked, that was kind of part of the job description of the Secretary of Homeland Security, to stop people from foreign nations or influenced by foreign nations from killing Americans here at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is his job. And then to take the fact that a person influenced by a foreign nation just killed 50 people and injured another 50 people a couple of days ago and turn that into an agenda on infringing my rights, to be able to do that with a straight face is a level of narcissistic dementia that I can't even wrap my brain around. The man should resign from his job. Let me give you three names. Well, I won't give any. Actually, I'm not going to give any of their names. I'll just tell you what they did. This guy in Orlando, a woman from Saudi Arabia, who, by the way, passed Homeland Security screening processes to become the wife of the San Bernardino terrorists and became a participant in the San Bernardino terror attacks in December. And then the guy who was influenced, who had visited Chechnya and was influenced by Chechenian separatists and then ended up killing Americans at the Boston Marathon. And this guy, again, I'm purposely not giving their names, but you know the events. The Orlando terror attack, the San Bernardino terror attack, and the Boston Marathon terror attack. What do the three people have in common there that perpetrated those acts? They were all at one time investigated by the Obama administration, either through the FBI or through Department of Homeland Security, and they were given a walk. There's an op-op, these guys are fine. And then they turned around and killed American citizens.
Yes.
And they were all either foreign-born or influenced by foreign entities. That is Jay Johnson's problem. He is deflecting and distracting for the purposes of political advantage for his party, and he's making you, the American people, the enemy because you want to protect yourself with your constitutional rights. It's despicable.
Well, to the phone lines, we will go in just a moment. What do you think about Jay Johnson's statement that gun control is now a homeland security issue? Do you agree with him? Do you disagree with him? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 515.
WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, good morning, and it is a nice quiet start around the Capitol Beltway. Watching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, though, northbound with the road work in Laurel. Now, we had this yesterday, have it again this morning, a little farther north, northbound as you come up to 198 with one lane of the two getting by the project, milling and paving. So they're not quite wrapped up. Seeing delays forming southbound as you head past 32, 198, 197. No delays. So southbound is good, heading down through to the Beltway. George Washington Parkway this morning without any issues to report. Virginia, 95, 395. And over the 14th Street Bridge with travel lanes open. That looks good. We're checking out bridges into town. Seeing any problems? Good. Across the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 11th and Douglas Street Bridges. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be cloudy today with some sunshine here and there. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible today. High of 83 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then just clouds overnight with some showers at times. Low 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms in the morning, and then cloudy skies late in the day. High of 79. So the storm system looks like it's coming in the afternoon and then overnight into tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 68 degrees at 5:16.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
I think we have to face the fact that in this environment, sensible gun control, where we minimize the ability of a terrorist to get his hands on an assault weapon, is a matter of homeland security. It's not just a matter of public safety. It is a matter of homeland security that we wrestle with the notion and legislation to address sensible gun control measures consistent with the Second Amendment, consistent with the right of a responsible gun holder to continue to own his gun.
Well, that's what he says. He says, look, gun control, we need to have new laws about gun control. Well, here's what Lindsey Graham had to say about that on the floor of the Senate yesterday. Listen carefully.
When people call for gun control, you don't understand what's going on here. This is not a gun control issue. If it were, there would be no attacks in Europe. This is a radical Islamic effort, sometimes individually, sometimes collectively, to break our will, destroy our way of life, and we're not dealing with it sufficiently. We should have an approach to this problem as we're at war. We should follow people who are sympathetic to the enemy, monitor their behavior to prevent what happened in Florida, gather intelligence. We should never close a file against a suspected sympathizer to ISIL because you can't prove a crime.
That last one is the one that really resonates with me. If you have an investigation, why do you not leave it open if you have some suspicions? Why do you feel the need to close it out? What harm? I mean, we just watched an investigation of Vincent Gray in this city that went, 2 years plus? And nothing ever came of it. They had no problem keeping that investigation open for a long time. Why do they feel like they have to do 10 weeks and we got to shut this down? We can't find anything in a short period of time. I mean, there's a lot of question marks here about this guy, but we got to shut the investigation down. Why do we have to do that? And do you agree with Secretary Jay Johnson, who says, well, you know, it's Homeland Security. We need more gun control. How about Bob in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, you guys. Yeah, I don't agree with him at all. I'm on your side on that. And I had one quick point. I know this would raise craziness, but I've never heard anyone say you can only buy a weapon in America if you are an American citizen with proof, whether it's a green card or whether it's a birth certificate. But no foreign nationals, you know, no one can buy a
weapon.
Well,
this guy was. I mean, this guy in Orlando was an American citizen.
I know, and that's the big problem with it, but we can't let these foreign nationals come over here and just buy weapons.
All right.
Hell, Bob, they don't even want to force you to prove your citizenship to vote.
I know.
Let alone get a firearm.
Virginia, in Virginia, you have to give an ID. So that's a load of bull hockey.
Yeah, all right. We'll stop you there before you get all of us in trouble. But we understand the passion.
Robert in Spotsylvania, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. What I'm always curious about is why is it that when Democrats are in office, that it always seems to be the American people and our rights as American citizens that are the problem. We're the enemy. And, you know, that the bad guys that shouldn't have guns, that they shouldn't even be in the country, they're not a problem.
Well, to be fair, to take it out of the partisan hands, I think that some would argue that under George W. Bush, a lot of our privacy rights were infringed upon when we had terror attacks, and they would see that as an assault on some of our rights, different kind of rights, but our rights. And also, by the way, there were plenty of people who illegally entered this country during the Bush administration, too. So, sadly, I think this has more to do with politicians and power than it has to do with party. Tony, I want to hear from Tony in Arlington.
Yeah, hello, Tony. You're on.
This is true. Hey, Tony.
You're on with Brian and Larry. You agree with the secretary?
I'm a car carrying member at the NRA. Just listen to your callers. I'm saddened by the current state of right wingers, but nevertheless, it is a gun control issue. The reason being is that if somebody's done an investigation, you will have to have somebody, probably the ATF, to adjudicate if they can or can't buy the gun, if their Second Amendment should be restricted. Control issue, because currently being under investigation doesn't necessarily make you so you can't buy a gun.
Listen, here's what I think about that is that okay, so you've been investigated by the FBI, you've said some things that are very concerning. They can't quite put together a case. They can't, but so why don't we leave it open? So at the very least, he's on a list somewhere, and when he goes and buys an assault weapon, that it sends off a flare that alerts the FBI that this guy that you've been concerned about is buying weapons. Maybe you need to go by and have a conversation with him and find out what he's up to these days. What's wrong with that?
You're talking out both sides of your mouth because, one, you just called it an assault weapon. But nevertheless, I regress. Nevertheless, the reason being is that even if you're under investigation and you have a list, then you will have the NRA, and I'm a car carrying member of the NRA. You have the NRA saying, "Oh, this is a witch hunt. This is a witch list."
Tony,
to try to restrict gun rights again, it's a gun control issue.
Tony,
use some common sense.
Tony,
guys.
Hang on. We're trying to have a conversation with you, and do your best if you can to not keep saying the NRA this and right wingers that. How about Tony, and how about Brian and Larry? Let me just ask you this, because you say you're an NRA guy. All of these concerns about, you know, whether you're on a list or whether you're being investigated, that's not even what they're discussing right now. They want to ban the AR-15, the most popular long gun, the most popular rifle in America right now. Do you think that the AR-15 should be banned and guns like it should be banned?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, good. No. Well, then we've agreed on something. And just you said you agreed with Jay Johnson that this is gun control is a Homeland Security issue. Well, guess what?
That's what he wants. That's exactly
so,
what
so
he wants.
So you don't complete. You may agree with the words, but you don't agree with the policy. And you agree with us. So I'm glad we've reached that agreement.
I'm glad we're all happy family.
It's 5:23 on WMAL.
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
You know, summer vacation season is here. Is your home protected? Will your home be okay while you're gone on your vacation? And by the way, while we're talking about this, how much are you actually paying for that home monitoring service that you have? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop that because you know what? You're paying way too much money. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at only $19.95 a month. Now, Ackerman can switch your existing service for free. So it doesn't cost you anything to switch over. That's easy breezy. And then you'll start saving immediately because, you know, you're going to be paying less. But if you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. You can arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips or view live video of your home, see the kids walk in from the house after camp, even control the locks, the lights, the thermostats, all all for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Here are the numbers you need to call. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are on fire. They just did it again. They just sold Kevin Sloan's home in Chantilly in just 5 days. He said the Reynolds team was flawless and everything clicked just as promised. Here's another one. Diane Brady. She said, not only did they sell my home in 3 days and I got multiple offers, it was the highest selling home in the neighborhood. They can sell your home too. The Reynolds get results. They already have the home buyers ready to look at your home right now. Don't settle for average when you can get proven superstars working for you. Debbie and Sarah will get you top dollar and get your home sold fast. It's as simple as that. Don't risk losing thousands of dollars and your valuable time. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. Or on the web at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, I think I heard earlier, easy breezy. That's what we have. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Beltway, good, nice and quiet start. We like that. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's the road work set up again on the northbound side, not yet wrapped up, and it is causing delays in Laurel. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you approach 198, one of the two lanes gets by the milling and paving project. On the Rock Creek Parkway, they are scheduled to be in place until 6, not causing any delays, but do watch for the crews on the Rock Creek Parkway right near the Kennedy Center. Take you north on Virginia's 95, a little bit of volume through Stafford, heading toward Aquia, again toward the Occoquan, but travel lanes are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, time to incorporate a little wet weather into the forecast. Not much today. A lot of clouds, some peaks of sunshine. Could be a stray shower this morning. Chance of a shower, maybe a storm this afternoon. Rain not widespread, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees, 627. 527. Strike that, 527. Wishful.
Sensible gun control, where we minimize the ability of a terrorist to get his hands on an assault weapon, is a matter of Homeland Security.
That's Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson making the case as he made the rounds yesterday that we need a sensible gun control. What is sensible gun control? I think we disagree on the word sensible. Milton and Woodbridge, listen, is this a Homeland Security issue for you?
It definitely is. Well, yes and no. The Secretary, I heard in the original safety place, he said the words for Americans to continue to use their other guns. I thought he said continue. To me, that implies he's willing to come into our homes and take them away.
Well, I don't know that that's what they have in mind. But, I mean, really, I guess in a perfect world, if they had their way, maybe, but I don't think they can, if they think get away with that, Americans would be outraged. But I do think that it's troubling that this is their first instinct, that this is the problem when there are so many problems that they are responsible for that have something to do with making sure that our borders are secure, tracking people who come into this country, making sure that if they overstay their visas, that they go out of this country, and keeping these investigations open for a while if we have some concerns about people in this country. I think all of those things are more productive things we could do that are in the interest of Homeland Security.
It's 528 on WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes.
Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Coming up on WMAL, a new report shows that Americans are not using their allotted vacation days. And we're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of vacation days just going to waste. What is that all about? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The search continues for a two-year-old boy who was swept away from the shores of the Seven Seas Lagoon at Disney World's Grand Floridian Resort last night by what witnesses say was a seven-foot alligator.
The father entered the water. He tried to grab the child. Was not successful in doing so. At some point, I'm told that the mother also may have entered the water.
Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming says boats and helicopters are involved in the search. The boy was wading in about a foot of water during a movie night event along the shore of the lagoon. Out with the old and in with the older in D.C. politics last night, as former Mayor Vince Gray trounced incumbent Yvette Alexander by nearly a 2-1 margin to take the Democratic primary for the Ward 7 council seat, and to mark a stunning political comeback 2 years after Gray fell to Muriel Bowser in his reelection bid for mayor. Last night was a bad night for Bowser all around as two more of her allies, incumbents Vincent Orange and LaRubie May, also lost their city council reelection bids. Another big winner in D.C. last night, Hillary Clinton. She picked up 78% of the vote to win the Democratic presidential primary, marking the end of primary season. She marked the occasion with a 90-minute meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders, a move designed to show unity in the party. In Virginia, Republican Randy Forbes lost his bid to stay in Congress, falling to Delegate Scott Taylor in the newly drawn 2nd District primary. Forbes was trying to make the move from the 4th District, which had been redrawn under federal court order, to increase the number of Democrats within its boundaries. And in Arlington, an easy win for Democrat incumbent Libby Garvey over challenger Eric Gutschall as she bids for a second term on the Arlington County Board. Three people remain in critical condition following a tour bus crash on the George Washington Parkway near Mount Vernon last evening that killed one passenger, and it could have been much worse.
There were people underneath the bus, the wounded and the fatality were under the bus, so these great citizens stepped forward and helped these people in their time of need, and that was incredibly noble.
Sergeant Anna Rose with U.S. Park Police says about 15 people stopped and helped right the shuttle-sized bus so those trapped underneath could be rescued, 15 people injured in all. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,674, the NASDAQ at 48,43. In sports, the Nats fall to the Cubs, the Orioles beat the Bo Sox in Fenway. WMDA, the Mystics need triple overtime, but they beat Connecticut. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings.
Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start. Coming in from the west on 66. If you're coming off the Greenway, Toll Road out of Leesburg, Route 7, no problems to report. A little bit of volume, 95 as you head through Aquia out of Stafford. Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing a little of those brake lights as well. But we'll take it, 395 wide open. Good time to get going to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, pushing northbound through Laurel. Boy, I'm looking at delays almost back near 197 up ahead, well up ahead near 198. That's where they had the overnight road work with the milling and paving. Now, I just spoke to U.S. Park Police. They have a unit on the scene. They say everything now cleared out of the travel lanes, so we're going to watch that closely for you. Southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your lanes are open, pushing in toward Greenbelt down to the Beltway. 270, here comes some of that volume out of Frederick as you head across the Monocacy, Urbana, and down past the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wow. And temperatures down where we should be this time of year for today. 83 degrees with some sunshine expected. A passing shower possible. Maybe a thunder shower. No widespread rain expected at this time. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 63 in Springfield, 64 in Germantown, 68 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington Comes Talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning. Will Sommer from the Washington City Paper about the elections last night. Big night for Vincent Gray. Not such a good night for Muriel Bowser, most people believe. We'll give you all the details. 7:35, KT McFarland will join us. At 8:05, New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor's got a new book out. And I'm in it. Yes, we'll tell you about that as well. And we're hoping that we'll hear from former Mayor Vince Gray on his big victory last night as he returns to the council in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Why aren't you taking all the vacation days that you deserve? If this report that I'm looking at here is correct, you are not taking your vacation days, America, and you should be, and you're leaving them on the table, and you're losing them, and you're not getting anything for them, and I want to know why. Why do you think people don't take vacation? Why don't you take all the vacation you deserve? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Is it because vacations are too expensive? Is it because you don't want the hassle of going on a vacation, and if you're like me, you come back from vacation and you're exhausted. Is it because you prefer work, because you love your work? Is it because you're getting pressure from your employer that they can't do without you? Are you thinking that they can't do without you, and so you're purposely staying at work? Are you afraid that if you go away, they'll find out that they can do without you, and you're afraid that you won't keep your job? Yeah. Let me know, because you're not taking your vacation, and there's got to be a reason. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here are the numbers. Mm-hmm. Americans took an average of 16.2 vacation days, which sounds like a lot, but in America, on average, people have, I find this remarkable, 21.9 days, basically 22 days of vacation coming to them. That's the average in America, according to a nonprofit here in the Washington area called Project Time Off. Now, that adds up to 658 million unused vacation days that were not taken. And 222 million of those vacation days were just, they went to waste because the employer didn't allow a rollover, or it didn't allow you can take a cash compensation for the vacation day. See, that's what I think would be best. I don't think it's fair to laden an employer the burden of having to keep track of and accrue your vacation days, so after several years you can like be gone for 4 months or something like that.
Yeah,
that's asking a lot of the employer, because then what's the employer supposed to do for months and months and months? But I think at the end of the year, if you have unused vacation day, you should get a check. You know, here's the equivalent of the money that you would have made had you since you did work those days and you didn't have to because you didn't take it off. Now, I understand. And listen, by the way, I'm not saying this should be a law. I just think that that's probably good policy, because if I didn't take a vacation day, that means that my employer didn't have to pay someone to replace me or have everyone else cover for me or whatever the costs are involved. And so, you know, yeah, I'll take the check. That way you can make the decision. You have the choice to decide, yeah, either I'm going to take a day off or I'm going to get extra money at the end of the year. But I want to know why people are not taking them off. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, listen, I've actually worked at places where they required you to take your vacation. And by the way, if you know, they wouldn't let you roll it over, and they would, and you had to take it. And I sort of...
Well, how can they force you to.
They can say, look, you have not taken all your vacation days, and you must take them.
So at the end of so it would all happen at the end of the year then, right?
Sometimes they would, like, at the end of the year, if you hadn't used your vacation, say, okay, within the next couple of months, you must take this time so that we get caught up. They didn't want it accruing in great numbers. There were times in my life where I did not use all my vacation days. I try to use them all now, and I have been mostly successful. My thinking on this was changed by a Chinese proverb that I became acquainted with when I traveled in China. It translates roughly something like this: to do nothing is to do something. And the idea that you can actively choose to do nothing as a course of action was so foreign to me in the way I was raised that I had to stop and think about it. I think you can make a good conscious choice to do nothing, and it is good for you, and you're actively making a decision to do nothing. And as a result of that, I have decided that I will take my vacation time, and I will choose to do nothing, because I think it's good to recharge the body and soul, and to get away from the pressures of the day, and in our particular shift, to get some sleep.
Yeah,
because there is that, of course. So, yeah, I actively now choose on occasion to do nothing, because I think it's a choice that is good for me.
All right, Michael Marlborough, you're on WMAL. Why aren't people taking vacation, Michael?
Morning, guys. I get 4 weeks a year. I take them one day at a time and take them on Fridays or Mondays. It does that once a 3-day weekend.
Do you like that better?
Yeah, I do. It's like a bunch of little mini vacations. Occasionally, when there's a holiday, I'll have a 4-day weekend out of it.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to do that. All right, Michael, thank you for that. I like to do that. I've been doing that a lot lately, too, rather than just taking a whole week. I just took the 1 week at Easter time. I don't know. A lot of people are doing it. And apparently, it is makes for a better employee if you do take your time off. So you should do that, everybody. Take some time off. But by the way, wherever you go on vacation,
you follow us
on WMAL.com.
That's
or
right.
With the WMAL app.
You don't have to leave us just because you're on vacation.
5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Walter Reed National Military Medical Center officials announced a pilot program to pioneer kidney pair donation chains. The program was started via the Military Share Program, in which families of active duty military service members can donate one of their kidneys to patients listed for transplant at the medical center's campus. This initiative is open to all service members around the country. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-601-8915 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-601-8915. That's 800-601-8915.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range, 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
5:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, you know what's distracting this morning?
What?
The sky. Beautiful. Big orange sky. Maybe it's just distracting me, but gorgeous start to the morning, and not so bad, really, around the Capitol Beltway as well. Virginia, Maryland, good, quiet, 66. It's just been about the volume here as we start pushing out of Gainesville and toward Manassas. 95, the same story, the normal drill as you head out of Stafford toward Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. Now, definitely a distraction. The work crews on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound in Laurel near 198 is where they'd been overnight on that ramp to 198 and in that stretch doing milling and paving. And I'm looking at delays beginning at 197. Even though they tell me lanes are open, you might still see a lot of that activity, which they're trying to clear out of the shoulder area. Southbound side, your lanes are open. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel without any southbound delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather chances going up. Temperatures staying more seasonable than anything else. 83 right where we should be or close to it today. Some sunshine, just a stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, then chance of showers late, 69. Thursday, thunderstorms in the morning, cloudy later, 79. And an area low pressure will ride along the front. We'll get steadier rain Thursday night, chance of showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Yesterday at the White House, Michelle Obama hosted a State of the Woman conference with a bunch of women there. Oprah was there. That's all you need to
really?
Know.
Really? Oh, well, there you go.
Joe Biden was invited to make some remarks, and he closed out his statement talking about, well, I think he was talking about sexual assault, and I think he was talking about consent. But, well, let me just play what he said, and then you be the judge, because it's, well, it's kind of a Biden moment.
If a woman in this audience got up, stripped down, stark naked, and walked over to the United States Capitol, she has a right to be arrested for indecent exposure. But no man, even in that circumstance, has a right to touch her. No man has a right to touch her. Period. Period. Period.
I don't know what to...
Listen, he is, of course, absolutely right that if a woman wants to strip down naked and walk from the White House to the Capitol complex and not have any clothes on, no man has the right to touch her. But would you please give us advance notice so we can draw a crowd? That's all I'm asking.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, my.
I don't know if that's really the takeaway either.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Okay, imagine you're sitting in the audience and you're a friend of Oprah and you've been invited to Michelle Obama's State of the Woman address. And here comes old Joe Biden, mm-hmm. the man one heartbeat away from the presidency. And he starts his remarks with,
if a woman in this audience got up, stripped down, stark naked, and walked over to the United States Capitol.
Where's he going with this?
I mean, you got to know that there were some nervous looks around the room.
Like, okay.
Where is crazy old Joe going with this
painting
one?
A vivid picture.
She has a right to be arrested for indecent exposure.
She has a right to be arrested? I think perhaps, she must be arrested for... maybe he was making a point about, how there's a double standard that women can't walk around without a shirt on, but men can. I honestly, when I first heard this, that's what the point I thought he was making.
No man, even in that circumstance, has a right to touch her. No man has a right to touch her.
Is he implying here that if they don't strip down naked, then a man does have a right to touch them?
It's the vaunted logic of Joe Biden. And sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense.
The great thing about Democrat is that no matter what nonsense you say, if you're passionate and emphatic about it,
and say, period,
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 period, period,
then it's brilliant.
People will applaud.
People always applaud this man. It's Rush Limbaugh.
While Omar Siddiqui McKean was killing 49 people and injuring 53, he stopped to explain himself. He actually called 911 and told the cops that he had pledged allegiance to ISIS. And then he resumed his murderous terrorist attack. Now, the Washington Post reported that fact. They also reported his terror attack occurred during Ramadan, Islamic holy days. They reported the attack came during gay pride celebrations in many U.S. cities. They even reported that Mr. Mateen's family originally came from Afghanistan. But even with all of that information at their disposal, the Washington Post was still lost, like the rest of their buddies in the drive-by media. They said it's not entirely clear what inspired Omar Mateen to commit the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, they said, or what might have been done to stop it. Well, maybe there's something Omar Mateen could have done differently to make his inspiration clear. What if, instead of calling the police, he'd called the Washington Post, spoke to their reporters, and then he could have explained to them in more detail what pledging allegiance to ISIS means. He could have told Post reporters that he wanted to kill as many enemies of Islam as he could. He could have explained that in Islam, this is called jihad, a holy war, against infidels, non-believers. Maybe then the Washington Post might have been clear about what inspired the Islamic terrorists. But today they remain clueless, searching for a motive.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area. So you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Federal employees, their spouses, and dependents can save 25% on out-of-state tuition with UMUC's Federal Education and Development Program. Build your career with a bachelor's or master's in high-demand fields like business, IT, healthcare, and more. Get started creating your moment. Visit umuc.edu/DC25. That's umuc.edu/DC25.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. As you're heading across the Memorial Bridge this morning, heading into town, just keep alert as you come off the bridge and make the circle around to exit onto Ohio Drive. That's where we have an accident on that exit ramp. Save you a little headache and this give you a couple extra minutes here. You might want to just stick with the 23rd Street as you come off the bridge and down to the light to Ohio Drive. Again, on that ramp, that's where we have the crash. No problems on the 14th Street Bridge onto Lower 14th Street or the Southeast Southwest Freeway in good shape in the 3rd Street Tunnel each direction. DC 295 southbound, the volume near East Capitol Street, just pushing a bit slow with lanes open. Still trying to recover here. Still remnants of the overnight road work in Laurel. Northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway near 198 with delays near 197. Southbound, you're in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds today, some sunshine, a passing shower, maybe a thunder shower. Most of the daylight hours dry for most of us, 83. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, chance of showers late, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
Hi, Chris Plant here. Have you ever thought about donating your car? Now's a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. No matter the condition, Cars for Kids will accept your donation with no cost to you and free towing. Donate online or over the phone. That's how easy it is. Your car, truck, van, or boat may be picked up within 24 hours and often the same day. Your donation will directly impact a child's life. Go to carsforkids.org or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS and see how effortless the process is. If you call today, not only will you get a tax-deductible receipt, but you'll get a voucher for a three-night, two-day hotel stay. Call right now and make a difference in a child's life today. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. Donate your car today.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, we're going to be talking about the president's defense yesterday of his decision not to use radical Islam. Seemed like somebody got under his skin. We'll talk about it.
And Michelle Obama had a clear message for men yesterday at the Women's Summit at the White House. She wants men to be better. We'll talk about that.